We've been looking for you.
Who's got the warrant?
All right, so we are all trying to figure this out together. 833-YO-DUMMY if you would like to weigh in today, or in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. Ian goes out on the streets, approaches total strangers, and tries to find one with an active warrant out for their arrest. And he approaches people that look like they have a warrant out for their arrest, which is, you know, kind of interesting and dangerous in its own right. Did you go to a singular place this week, or were you just sort of bouncing around?
I was bouncing around. That's what I usually do for this bit, Dave. We have some areas of the city that are a lot more saturated with people with warrants than, say, other parts. But multiple locations today. I do need you guys not only to guess who has a warrant in this group, but also I need you to guess which one of them I found shirtless in a lawn chair, resting his legs on a cooler while reading a book in the middle of the sidewalk.
That sounds amazing.
And I saw that guy, and you're like, I got to talk to him.
I have to. That's my job, Dave. That's what keeps the lights on.
One day I hope to get a Who's Got the Warrant and Mullet Over crossover in one. One day. I can dream. It'd be like it's like one of those crossover episodes from the 80s. You know, that's like the sitcoms used to do.
It's like when Chicago PD and Chicago Fire get together. Damn. Anybody? No, you've never seen either of those shows?
I know what you're talking about, but I've never watched them.
And the crossover episodes are the best.
Is that the same same people who produced ER?
I think so, unfortunately.
Actually, man, I love that show.
So you might like Chicago PD and Chicago Fire.
Okay, here we go with our first contestant in Who's Got the Warrant. This is not Michael, it's Michael.
All right, we're playing Who's Got the Warrant. Do you want to give your name?
Michael.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you? What do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced?
I'm 43.
All right, man. You ever been arrested before?
Several times.
For what?
Drugs. A few things, yeah.
Are you at the speedway? Like, what was going on there?
Are you literally on the highway while you're doing this interview?
I mean, that's got to be the guy that was on the sidewalk with his shirt off because he thought it was hilarious that you both almost got run over.
Yes. Do you know how many medians I've had to run into for this bit? You have no idea. I've been clipped by so many Kias.
Okay. I was so distracted by
took your soul.
The Kia that whizzed by that I kind of missed the end part there.
Man, you ever been arrested before?
Several times.
For what?
Drugs. A few things, yeah.
Drugs, a few things, yeah.
A few things, yeah.
Oh, God.
I got to put a question mark next to him.
His name is Michael?
Michael.
Michael.
Is that A or U-H, Michael?
U-H, Michael.
U-H.
German.
Okay.
Swedish,
I think.
That
Swedish.
Ugh, Michael. That could be a tell because maybe he's not giving us his real name because he does have a warrant. I don't know. Here we go on to contestant number two.
Do you want to give your name?
Yeah, Steven.
All right, Steven, if you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced, and do you play golf?
I do not play golf because that's too f***ing expensive.
Now, have you ever been arrested before?
Yes.
How many times? Oh, too many. Have you ever done time in the pen?
No. I've never made it to prison. It's always city jail.
City jail. All right.
He sounds drunk.
Very high chances man has a warrant.
Yeah.
I think. Because he's definitely, you know, he's pointing out that he has never been to prison, but city jail, no walk in the park.
Feel like he's got a relationship with the guard at the city jail for whatever reason. Like, welcome back.
He's definitely intoxicated, Steven. Jaywalking, something like.
Yeah.
He is so drunk.
My guess is he does not have a car, though.
Petty theft is what it feels like to me. I don't know.
You think so?
I don't know. I don't think he's got it.
I think drunk and disorderly.
Drunk and disorderly is a good one, too.
Feeling that. So definitely two strong contenders with Who's Got the Warrant. Starting off, Dave.
Let's meet our third one.
Sir, do you want to give your name?
David.
Hey, David, if you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced, and do you play golf?
I'm retired. Learned to play golf, but I teach tennis.
Oh. That's a first for Who's Got the Warrant. Now, have you ever been arrested before?
Yeah, I think I have.
What might have you been arrested for?
I was driving a car while intoxicated.
But you've never done time in the pen or jail or anything?
Never been in jail.
I don't think a tennis instructor is going to have an active warrant. And he also gave his full name.
That man does not teach tennis current day. You cannot. Ian, did that man look like he taught tennis in current day today?
Well, to spoil it, this man was shirtless. Resting his legs on a cooler.
Oh, my God.
In a lawn chair reading a book in the middle of the sidewalk. So I could definitely see him teaching tennis.
Was he wearing, like, those short tennis shorts? Like those McEnroe shorts?
I could tell what religion he was by how short his shorts were.
He teaches tennis in his dreams.
Literally. I saw everything.
How was his bulge?
It was good.
Good. Very nice.
It was really good.
The size of a racket.
Did it look like he was smuggling two tennis balls?
Yeah, did he have the extra balls in his pocket? the old Jimmy Connor nut huggers.
Okay, I think that David, our last guy there, does not have a warrant.
That's the guy I want to party with the most, though.
The guy sitting shirtless with a lawn chair open and he's reading a book on the street doesn't strike
my
you?
My guess is probably a nice day out. Was it a nice day out when you did this?
Oh, it was gorgeous.
The reason why I don't think that he does is because if you're shirtless with your feet up on a cooler on a sidewalk in the middle of the day, you're drawing a decent amount of attention to yourself drinking.
Dare you to arrest me?
So you think it's David?
I'm not saying that. I'm just thinking that there's other people that I feel like we can eliminate.
Okay.
I feel like I want to eliminate the second person.
You want to eliminate Steven?
Yes.
I don't know. I think that's who I'm going to go with.
Really?
I'm going the shirtless tennis instructor as not having the warrant. David.
He just seemed to me that he just, I don't know, had his stuff a little bit more together. Like, I mean, even though he's drunk and a little bit out there, I just feel like he had the most teeth out of the three, and I feel like the less teeth, the more problems you have.
I don't know, man. As drunk as he is, jaywalking or some sort of drunk in public, I can see that guy, and he's made it a point to say he's never been to prison. That's what the key for me is. Like, I feel like you've been arrested a whole bunch of times, but you've probably been arrested a whole bunch of times.
I'm with you that the tennis instructor does not have a warrant. Are you okay with eliminating him?
No, I'm not.
Ian, what are we?
Just get to the clips.
Mahoney and I are both saying eliminate number three, the tennis instructor. So we're going to go with eliminating the tennis instructor and see if we're right. Because we could be wrong, and you're saying.
Go ahead. Eliminate him.
All right, let's see.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest right now?
No.
All right, David off the board.
Gave his last name. You know that is a giveaway, Audrey.
Not all the time.
So we have Michael, and then we have Steven.
I'm going Steven.
You both think Steven. All right, let's just be unanimous here. I'll also say Steven, the very drunk guy. So that means that Michael, off the board, does he have a warrant or not?
Steven's the one who was the...
The very drunk man.
Oh, no, I want a Michael.
You want a Michael? All right, let's have a listen. Here's Michael.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest right now?
I do not.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't feel...
I told you I had a feeling about Steven.
Do you have a guess on what Steven's warrant is for?
I think it's drunk and disorderly. Or jaywalking.
Petty theft. I'm sticking with petty theft.
Maybe speeding. But I don't think he has a car.
Yeah, wait. So does that mean that he doesn't have a warrant, number one?
No, Michael does not have a warrant.
He doesn't think.
Steven does.
Here we go.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest right now?
Two.
For what?
Public urination.
And then what about the other one?
All the public urination.
What?
Oh, I hate him. That's so gross.
And that's how Ian got COVID.
Oh, my God. I love that so much.
Public urination.
And then what about the other one?
All the public urination.